We're back with another edition of the Midweek Minute with the superintendent, with Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. As always, you can check it out online at scsboe.org. Dr. Eller, I'm so excited about this initiative. When you texted me about this, I looked at it and I said, what is going on here? This is really neat. And I cannot wait to unpack this story here with our special guest, Miss Amanda Bolton. Talk to us about what we're bringing here to the table today and how people can participate in this, because this is a really, really neat effort.
So just so you know, I took a little break from social media.
Okay.
And so I was a little bit late in the game on sending it out because I took this fast from social media.
Yeah.
But it's so exciting. I mean, think about when you were younger, getting just the Valentine's cards mm-hmm. from your classmates and yep. how that made you feel. So imagine getting Valentine's cards from all over the world, all over the nation. Just how exciting that would be to know that it's greater than you. It's yeah. greater than Sylacauga. It's greater than your fourth grade classroom. And so I was so excited to see this project that Ms. Bolton has created and sent out. And, of course, I've sent it out to everybody I can think of as well. But just how neat for our students to have this opportunity to really have geography come to life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In the classroom. And so make it meaningful, saying, you know, oh, wow, yeah, I know where North Carolina is.
Yeah.
Because I got some Valentine's cards
Absolutely.
From, you know, a fourth grade class in North Carolina.
I love this. This is great. So, Ms. Amanda Bolton, you're a fourth grade teacher at Pinecrest, and this is the Hearts Around the USA campaign. And just to reiterate, I guess, what Dr. Eller was just saying, you're looking to get Valentine's from all 50 states.
We are hoping for all 50 states and more. We've heard
yeah.
from people around the country, across the world. We're expecting Valentine's for these kids just popping up from everywhere.
I love this concept. This is a really neat idea. What inspired you to do this?
Honestly, just looking out and seeing what other schools are doing. I love to learn ideas from other schools and see what works. And when I saw this, I thought this would be perfect because our students, they know about Alabama because fourth grade studies Alabama history. But a lot of our students don't know much more than Tennessee to our north, going to the mountains, and Florida to the south, going to the beach. They're not aware of all the other states. They've heard of them, but it's just, they didn't grow up looking at maps like we do.
Sure.
We had an atlas in our car
yeah.
telling us how to get from one place
right.
to another. And these kids these days, they don't know that concept. So how neat would it be to just reach out and have our community help support us with this? And families have been involved in all of these different, you know, areas of just finding great people to help us out. But the cards have been coming in, and the kids are excited. We have the cards posted in the hallway. We have a map of the United States up on the wall, and every time a card
That's
comes
neat.
In from that state, we put a heart on that state with the initials. So the students are learning the initials of the states also and making
yeah.
that connection. So far we've had 29 states come in.
That's awesome.
And all the way across to Washington and California. It's going across the whole nation. It's been a great time.
And, you know, we were talking earlier, this kind of ties in with Kindness Week
yes.
next week. And just the fact that we're spreading positivity, we're spreading good feelings and love for one another. So, Mrs. Bolton, the question that I have, excuse me, from you is, who are you getting these Valentines from? Is it just anybody that can send them?
That's what's been the great surprise. We expected family members. What we didn't expect were just complete perfect strangers.
Yeah.
We've received cards from elementary schools in Idaho and in Florida.
That's
We've
cool.
received a card from Troy State University. Are they Troy State? No, they're just
Troy University.
University
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Birmingham Barons have reached out to us. They're
cool.
wanting to contact our students and send things. There was a woman from California. She said her husband flies F-4 Phantoms off of the aircraft carriers
wow.
for the U.S. Navy. It's just been amazing to see all of these different areas. We even received some information from a 2009 Sylacauga High School alumni who is currently working in Washington, D.C. She works with Senator Katie Britt, and so we're getting all of this information sent out to Congress and
wow.
to the to the White House.
Wow.
We're crossing our fingers that we hear back soon.
Silicaga.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, that really is, if you think about that, just how many lives you've touched in such a short amount of time. Yes. And how many lives will be touched.
Exactly.
And you're learning in the process. It's all about having fun.
Right. And that's what we didn't really think about, was how this was just affecting how we feel.
Yeah.
I've overheard probably three teachers today in the hallway walk by and look up at all of these cards and just say, this makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you don't think about just little things like that. If it's making adults happy, the children are just ecstatic. They're giddy. They're smiling. And it's so simple. It's just bringing that kindness and that joy back into the classroom, which, you know, we love school and we love what we do. But there's stress. Everybody's working so hard, and this is just a fun way to learn and have, you know, all of these great lessons that span across so many different aspects of our nation, of our world, of our school and a classroom. And everybody's coming out with a smile on their face.
I love it. It has the vibes of, you know, having a pen pal.
Yes.
But I know it's like just a one-time deal. You know, you're just looking for the one-time Valentine. But just the idea of just perfect strangers.
Well, and who knows what relationships,
oh, sure,
you know, may form as a result.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the skills they're learning, like I said, you know, seeing geography really come to life and the social studies skills that we know are so important, those literacy skills.
Yeah.
And that's what I was going to mention, is one of the fourth grade standards is how to correctly label an envelope.
Mm-hmm.
Our students don't typically, they don't write on envelopes.
Right.
They don't do anything with the mail. They type, they text.
Yeah.
So that's a skill that's being lost, and this is going to give them the opportunity to maybe pick someone's card off the wall and write back to them.
So I was going to ask, so you're getting some of these from all 50 states, but what is the process in reaching out? Are the kids having that type of, are you just making the requests, or are they also sending them out as well?
So right now we're just making the requests.
Okay.
But this is snowballing and we're coming up with so many new ideas.
I love it. This is great.
And so that will be a next step.
Sure.
You know, we'll have to think about how we can organize that and do it to the best.
Yeah.
The best way we can, but absolutely, there are a lot of ideas coming in on how we can continue this project throughout the school year.
I love it. I love it. This is such a great thing. It makes me happy.
Yes.
And I'm not even involved yet. I mean, but hey, you can expect one from Radio Alabama. We'll make sure.
Wonderful.
We'll make sure
they don't
want
to be left out.
Absolutely. We'll make
they
sure.
They want to be on the wall.
Absolutely. You
send
better believe it.
Send it in. We will put it up with a smile.
I love this idea and this concept. I'm so excited that you're learning along the way, teaching the kids some great values, not only just educationally, but just in life
right.
in general. And that is just so special. You commend you for that, Mrs. Bolton, for what you're doing in the classroom and alongside your other teachers. That's really great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I had a teacher tell me once that if the only thing I ever taught you came from a book, I failed you. And that's my motto as a teacher. I want to make sure that what they learn while they're in fourth grade, while they're in my classroom, is more than just what comes from a book.
That's got to make you proud.
Yes. You never know what
teachers.
You might find in Ms. Bolton's classroom.
This is amazing. really incredible.
They may be doing a newscast.
I love it.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Yes, they might be dancing, but you know they are always learning.
I love that.
Always.
That's great. Mrs. Bolton, thank you for sharing this story with us.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having
us. Absolutely, absolutely. We can't wait. And hopefully by getting this out there, you know, more people will become involved.
Well, and they can send the card straight to Pinecrest Elementary School.
Yeah.
I know that we've got the information on our website.
Yeah.
We've also got it on social media as well.
And just for those who are listening, it's 615 Coling Road, Sylacauga, Alabama, 35151. 615 Coling Road. It's coal, like, you know, coal
yes.
that you would get for Christmas. but yeah, we're so excited about this. And of course, it'll be on the website as well on SylacaugaNews.com. Got a lot going on in the Sylacauga City School System.
Yes. February is a busy month.
Yeah, this week is as Counselor Appreciation
yes.
Week. School counselors do so much.
They
us.
Really do.
From what you know, classes to take to just life guidance in general. I mean, it's
you
incredible.
Know, and most of ours take care of needs that others really don't even see.
Yeah,
that our children might have, whether it be organizing a clothes closet,
mm-hmm.
You know, helping them with their academics, you know, guiding them on classes. But there's just so much to that counseling field, and we could not do what we do without them and the work that they do each and every day. So
yeah.
I'm glad we at least have 1 week to highlight them So if you see your school counselors, please give them a little bit of love and appreciation for the work they do.
And also, February is Career Tech Month.
Yes. It is National Career Tech Month, and it is also Black History
Month. Black History Month, yes. And you have a program that's going to be held
at the high school
next week.
And we'll talk about that. But there will be a Black History program at Sylacauga High School. And then our other schools actually incorporate Black History Month within their academic subjects.
Okay.
So they will be doing projects and things of that nature that just really incorporate that rich history that we have here.
Amazing. So much going on. You can check it all out at scsboe.org. Dr. Eller, thank you so much.
Yes.
And Mrs. Bolton, thank you so much for being here as well.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.